Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank thee for this day that we can come and remember our Savior.
我们在天上的父，我们感激你，今天我们能够聚集在这里来纪念我们的救主。
Humble our hearts before thee as we turn to thy sacred pages.
当我们在探讨你的话语的时候，求你赐给我们一颗谦卑的心。
Help us, O God, to meditate upon thy truth.
帮助我们来仔细思考你的真理。
Open our eyes, O Father, that we may behold wondrous things out of thy word.
打开我们属灵的眼睛，让我们看到你的话语里的一切美好。
Sanctify us, Lord, by thy Spirit and by thy word.
我们求你通过你的灵、你的话语来洁净我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
When death gives life.
当死亡给予生命。
Yes, all of us have at some time have to deal with the question of death.
对，在我们生命的某一些时刻，我们就要面对死亡这个问题。
And death is a topic that most people do not want to talk about.
那么死亡是一个课题呢，常常人们不想讨论的。
Not even to mention it, the word death.
甚至他们连死亡这两个字都不要提到。
People like to talk about life.
人们喜欢讨论生命。
And don't we like to celebrate birthday?
我们也喜欢庆祝生日。
Yes, it's about life.
对，一切都是关于生命的。
But the word of God tells us that it is through death. That there is truly life.
但是上帝的话语告诉我们是要通过死亡才能够有生命的。
So the message this morning is about dying and about living.
所以今天早上的信息呢是关于死亡也关于生命的。
It is about the need to die in order to live.
是关于到要有死亡然后才能够有生命。
It is about one who died to give life.
是关于一位因为他的死才给予人们生命的。
It is about when death gives life.
所以是关于死亡如何的给予生命。
Talking about dying, well, today we see many people have been sporting colored hair by which they use dye. But of course, this dye is a D-Y-E, dye.
那在英语里面呢，这个死亡是跟染头发的字是同音的。
This may be a bit difficult for the Chinese interpretation. Right?
要翻译这一点不是很容易，就是英文里面死亡那个字，就是同样用在染头发那个字。
So they use dye to dye their hair with various colors.
所以他们用不同的染料来染他们的头发。
They don't like their black hair, especially for us Chinese. So they dye with golden hair or brown hair.
那么有些人不喜欢他们的黑头发，就把它染成棕色或者金黄色。
Why do they do this?
为什么他们要这样做呢？
It is because they want to be trendy.
因为他们觉得这样是很时髦的。
A thing that people in the world they are doing, and they want to live a life to be with the fashion of the day.
那世界上的人，他们活着的时候，他们希望赶得上潮流。
So they dye their hair in order to live a life.
他们就染头发，这样觉得生命就是跟得上潮流的。
Live a life according to the fashion of the day. They dye in order to live.
那么对他们来说呢，他们染头发就是跟死亡同音的字呢，就是他们染头发，他们就可以活了。
And again, speaking about dying with colors, there was a company that deals with this business of dying.
那谈到染头发，有另外一个公司呢，也是他们的生意是关乎这个的。
And they place a notice outside their factory where they manufacture the dye.
那么就在工厂外面呢，他们就贴了一个告示。
And not just manufacturing, they also dye for people, dye clothes and things like this.
他们是不止生产染料，他们也会替衣服染替布料染上颜色。
And it's a very interesting notice they put out there. It says, "We dye every day to earn a living."
他们的告示就写了，我们每一天就染，就是英文的同音字就是死，这样我们才可以活下去。
And we must die, otherwise we will not be able to earn enough to live.
我们必须要染，或者我们必须要死，否则我们就不能活下去了。
If we do not die, we will not live.
如果我们不染，就是我们不死的话，我们就不能活下去。
We die to live.
我们活，我们死，这样我们才可以活。
Sounds like a paradox, isn't it?
听起来好像是自相矛盾的。
Well, these two illustrations may seem amusing.
这两个例子听起来是相当 相当幽默的。
But really, we need to ask ourselves this sober question this morning.
但是今天早上我们要问自己一个很严肃的问题。
Do we need to die in order that we might live?
我们需要死亡才能够有生命吗？
And of course, this dying now, I'm referring to die.
当然，现在我所谈到的就是死亡了。
The answer is yes, indeed.
答案是肯定，我们需要这样做。
And who says so?
谁这么说呢？
It is not me, it is not Preacher Clement, not Elder John.
不是我这么说，也不是周传道或者约翰长老。
It is the giver of life and the one who can take away our lives who says so.
是给予我们生命也能够把生命夺去的那位这么说的。
That we need to die in order that we might live.
我们必须要死亡才能够活下去。
The Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 12, verse 24, the passage I've just read, and he said these words, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, then it bringeth forth much fruit.
是主耶稣这么说的，他在约翰福音十二章这么说，十二章二十四节，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒，若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Have you tried burying a seed into the ground? And then to see it growing.
你曾经尝试过把种子埋在地里，然后看它生长吗？
After some time of watering, and then you see a shoot sprouting out.
然后当你浇水之后呢，你会发现它就发芽了。
We used to do this when I was in primary school. I don't know about today. And we would take buy green beans or red beans, and then put in a dish with some cotton wool and put a lot of water.
我们在小学的时候呢，就尝试在一个器皿里面放一些棉花，然后放很多水，就撒上一些绿豆或者红豆。
And then we leave it overnight, and the next morning when we wake up, we find that something is coming up.
然后这样隔了一个晚上，第二早上就发现它真的长芽了。
Yes, there is something that's sprouting up from that dry, green bean seed or red bean seed.
从那小小干的红豆或者绿豆呢，就发芽了。
So it looks dry and dead.
它看起来是又干是没有生命的。
But when they put it into the cotton wool as if that burying it, then the next day you see that it starts to be alive.
但是当你把它放在放有水的棉花，就好像埋在地里一样，你会发现它会长芽。
As a little bit of taugay coming out.
一个小小的豆芽就生出来了。
This is truly God-given illustration from nature in which death gives life.
这是神从大自然里面给我们的一个例子，就是从死亡就会给予生命了。
In fact, beans are full of life.
事实上，豆呢是充满生命力的。
That's why we say, when someone is full of beans, we are saying that they are very lively.
所以在英语里面，我们形容一个人充满了豆呢，就是他很有生命力。
A lot of energy, very enthusiastic.
他很有生命力。
But alive is evidence not only until we bury the beans.
但是我们要看一个生命的证据呢，不只是在于我们把它埋了。
The Lord Jesus Christ gave the illustration of a corn of wheat falling into the ground and die.
主耶稣给我们的例子是一粒麦子落在地里死了。
It brings forth much fruit.
这麦子呢就会结出许多子粒来。
And certainly the Lord was referring to his death, that by his death, many will be given lives.
这里主耶稣是指他的死亡，通过他的死，许多人就会有生命了。
And in John chapter 12, verse 32, the Lord Jesus Christ referred to his death as the death on the cross.
那么耶稣在约翰福音十二章三十二节提到他的死是被钉十字架的死。
And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me.
他说：“我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。”
So the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in will result in many people receiving life.
所以主耶稣基督的死呢，就会使许多人得到生命。
And this life is everlasting life, eternal life.
而这生命是永恒的。
So the Lord Jesus Christ came to die in order that we might live and live eternally.
所以主到来为我们死，使到我们能够活着，是有永远的生命的活着。
No, but then why must Jesus Christ die in order that we might live?
但是为什么主必须要死才能够给予我们这个永远的生命呢？
And why must he give us eternal life through his dying?
为什么他要通过他的死给予我们这个永远的生命呢？
Are we not already having life?
我们不是现在就有生命气息吗？
Well, let us consider that in the first place, we are all dead in trespasses and sins.
但是首先我们要考虑到我们是在罪里死的。
Though we may be living.
虽然我们看起来是活生生的一个人。
But actually we are dead.
其实我们是死的。
Dead in trespasses and sins.
我们是在罪恶和过犯中死的。
Yes, the Bible tells us that we are all born sinners.
圣经告诉我们，我们一生下来就是一个罪人。
In fact, even before that, before we are born, we are all conceived in sin.
甚至我们在母亲的在母亲怀我们的时候，我们已经有罪了。
And the Bible also tells us that in Ephesians 2:1 that we are all by nature dead in trespasses and sins.
圣经也在以弗所书二章一节告诉我们，我们是死在过犯罪恶之中的。
But then in verse 5, there we read that even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ.
但是在以弗所书二章五节就告诉我们，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Now Paul is not here speaking, of course, of physical death.
这里保罗不是在指我们身体的死。
Being dead in sins is not about physical death. The reference is to the spiritual deadness that characterizes men who are without God.
死在过犯中是死一个人属灵生命的死，就是这个人没有信神的。
And that's what we were before. All of us who are born again here, but we were like this, spiritually dead, without God.
在我们相信耶稣之前，我们重生得救之前，我们就是死在过犯中的。
And this is the biblical statement concerning men.
这里是圣经关于人的一个描述。
This is a biblical view of man in his nature.
这是以圣经的眼光来看一个人，人的天性是怎么样的。
Every man by nature is dead in trespasses and sins.
每个人都是死在过犯中的。
That is, he's spiritually dead.
就是说他在属灵上是死的。
He's dead to the life of God.
他在上帝的生命当中，他其实是死的。
As John Calvin insisted, what is meant is a real and present death.
约翰加尔文曾经说过。
John Calvin, right? He says about this dead in trespasses and sins that he understands it as that what Paul is saying that it is a real and present death.
约翰加尔文呢，在解释保罗说到我们死在过犯中的时候，他说这个死是现在的死。
So we may be alive, yes, doing things, going here and there, but actually we are really and dead presently.
So 我们外表上看起来是活着的一个人，我们可以做很多事。事实上，我们确实是死的、死亡的、死在过犯中的。
The most vital part of man's personality, that is his spirit, is dead to the most important factor in life, which is God.
因为人一个最重要的特性就是他的灵命，他的灵命呢是死在过犯中的。
Now, once my children was discussing with me about tone deaf.
曾经有一次，我的孩子与我讨论一个人对音调是耳聋的，就是音乐盲。
Some people are tone deaf, right? We just cannot listen to some tune, and then so we sing out of tune.
那么有些人对音律非常的不敏感，所以他们唱歌的时候就会走调。
Yes, a person who is tone deaf, he lacks relative pitch.
所以这样的一个人呢，对音律的起伏呢是不敏感的。
He's not able to discriminate between notes, the musical notes.
他不能分辨音调的高低。
We have heard of the great composer Beethoven.
我们听过这个伟大的作曲家贝多芬。
And we do read that he was deaf.
我们读过他是耳聋的。
And Beethoven's hearing gradually deteriorated, beginning in his 20s.
在他二十多岁的时候，他就逐渐的失去了他的听觉。
Yet he continued to compose masterpieces.
但是他却依然能够做谱很多的曲。
And he also conducted and performed.
他也能够指挥，他也能够表演。
Even after he was completely deaf, by the time he was in his mid-30s, he still continued to perform and to compose music.
当他三十多岁完全耳聋的时候，他仍然能够作曲，能够演奏。
It was said that Beethoven used a special rod attached to the soundboard on the piano that he could bite.
有人说他是用一根特殊的棒子，这棒子是连接在钢琴上的，他就咬着那个短的棒。
And then when he plays on the piano, the vibrations would then transfer from the piano to his jaw to increase his perception of the sound.
所以当他在弹奏钢琴的时候，从这个棒子传来的那个震动呢，就能够让他知道那个音调的改变。
Now how is it that he could go on to compose great music in this way?
他怎么能够通过这样的方法来谱很多的名曲呢？
It is because that he was not tone deaf.
因为他对音调是非常敏感的。
Though he might be profoundly deaf.
虽然他是耳聋了，当时候。
So he might be deaf, but he could still hear. He's not deaf to music. He could not hear physically, but he can be attuned to music still.
虽然他是耳聋听不到声音，但是他对音乐仍然是很敏感的。
He could hear the music in his head.
他能够在他脑海里听到这些音调的改变。
He did not have to hear the music physically with his ears.
他根本不需要通过他的耳朵这样以我们自然的方法去听这个音乐。
So though Beethoven was deaf, but he was not really deaf.
所以贝多芬虽然是耳聋，但实际上他不是真的聋。
As far as the ability of him to compose music is concerned,
就是在关乎他能够谱曲这一方面呢，他其实不算耳聋的。
But the opposite is true of sinful men.
但是对罪人来说呢，是倒转的。
We may be alive.
我们看起来是活的。
But an unregenerate man is dead.
但是一个不信主的人呢，其实是一个死的人。
Dead in trespasses and sins.
他是死在罪恶和过犯当中的。
No life, though he may be living.
他没有生命，虽然他是活着的人。
And this is because he has no life and no life in God.
这是因为他在上帝里面，他没有生命。
Because God is the one who truly gives us life.
因为是我们生命的泉源是来自上帝的。
Life, real, meaningful, significant life.
我们丰盛的生命，有意义的生命是来自神的。
Dear friends, how long will you live?
亲爱朋友，你会活多久呢？
The Bible tells us that usually 70 years.
圣经告诉我们，我们一般会活到70岁。
And if one has strength and good health, then he may live up to 80 years.
但是你若强壮，可能活到80岁。
And some may live up to 90, 100 years.
一些甚至活到90或者100岁。
But what is this compared to eternity?
但是这样的岁数比起永恒算为什么呢？
Eternity is infinity, one over zero. What is one over zero?
永恒是没有止境的。
There's no ending.
是完全没有停止的，这个永远的生命。
So do we have life really?
那么我们到底是不是真正有生命的呢？
I mean, do you really have eternal life?
我的意思是说，你到底有没有这个永远的生命呢？
Not just life here on earth for maybe 100 years.
不只是活在这个世界上几十年，甚至一百年。
Those who have no God.
那些没有神的。
He may be living.
你可能是活着。
But he is dead.
但是你却是死的。
So if you have no God, you are dead. Now though you live because of your sins.
因为你如果没有神，你现在虽然活着，你其实是死在你的罪和过犯当中的。
And if you remain in your sins, when you breathe your last breath, you will end up in eternal death.
如果你继续的在这个状况中，当你呼吸了、咽下你最后一口气的时候，你就会进入永远的死亡了。
Men love life. Do you not love life?
人热爱生命，你不热爱生命吗？
And so, therefore, they do not like to talk about death.
所以他们不喜欢讨论死亡。
You know, funeral managers, they therefore like to call their company to give it, you know, you don't hear a funeral, managers calling their company with some significance of death.
所以很多商里的公司呢，他们的公司的名字呢，甚至没有死亡这两个字的。
They rather give it nice name, you know, something about life.
他们会给他一些好听的名字，是关于生命的。
Or success.
或者成功。
So we have got companies calling themselves reborn, you know, 再生 reborn.
所以有一些公司，那些商旅的公司，他们称为再生。
Though they may be dealing with the business of death.
虽然他们的生意其实是关乎死亡的。
So you can see people like life, they don't like death.
所以可以看到人们热爱生命，不喜欢死亡。
How can a man then who is dying every day because of sin, then live forever?
一个每天活在罪和过犯当中的人，如何能够拥有永远的生命呢
？Well, for the answer, we have to consider in the second place now that we need to be dead to our trespasses and sins, so that we may really live.
那我们要知道要有永远的生命呢，我们就要脱离这个罪的生命。
So we have looked at it that because we are dead in trespasses and sins, we are dead.Though we may be living.
所以刚才我们已经探讨了，虽然我们看起来是活着，但是我们的属灵生命是死在罪和过犯当中的。
But even as man loves life, and then if he wants to live, then we have to be dead to trespasses and sins in order that we may really live.
那如果我们要真正拥有这永远的生命呢，我们就要脱离这个罪的生命了。
In order to have life, a life of righteousness, everlasting life, we need to be dead to our trespasses and sins.
我们要有称义的生命，要有永远的生命呢，我们就要脱离这个罪和过犯的生命。
It is only when we are dead to our trespasses and sins, then shall we live unto a life of righteousness.
唯有当我们这样做的时候，我们才能够过一个称义的生活。
But how are we to become dead to our trespasses and sins?
但是我们如何能够脱离我们的罪呢？
Well, this is only accomplished through the death of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the cross for us.
这唯有通过主耶稣基督在十字架上的死，我们才能够得到永远的生命。
Christ came and he lived a perfect life, and then he bore our sin upon himself.
主来到这世上，他过一个无罪的生活，然后他也亲身担当了我们的罪。
And so he went to the cross.
他被钉十字架。
So that we can become dead to our trespasses and sins.
这样我们才能够脱离罪和过犯。
And then we shall be able to live unto righteousness.
才能够过称义的生活。
And this is when death gives life.
这也就是为什么死亡会给予生命。
Yes, Christ's death on the cross enables sinners to become dead.To trespasses and sins.
对，主在十字架上的死，让我们罪人能够脱离我们罪的和过犯。
No more being dead in trespasses and sins.
我们不再需要的，一直在属灵上是死亡的。
You know, in a building when it is under refurbishment.
我们当我们在修复一所房子的时候
，or rather, there was a story about this a building that was under.Refurbishment.
有个故事是关于一个在修复的房子。
And several laborers were working on a scaffold.
某好几个工人就在屋顶上。
Yeah, scaffold. Yeah, high above the street, they were climbing on a scaffold and then doing some work on a building.
他们就在这建筑物上做了一些工。
And suddenly, one of them, he was not careful and he slipped and he fell.
那么其中一个人，对不起，是在鹰架上做工。那么一个人不小心就从这个鹰架摔下来了。
So he fell and was falling on down to the pavement.
他就一直往下冲，要倒在行人道上了。
And his other colleagues were so very frightened and quickly descended and tried to give him aid.
那么他的其他同事都很惊慌，要赶快给他急救。
They're wondering if he was still alive.
他们在想他是否还活着。
And to the surprise, he wasn't dead, falling from some height. He was still alive, truly.
他从高处这样的摔下来却没有死，大家都很惊讶。
What happened?
发生了什么事呢？
Well, at that moment when he was falling down from height,
当他从这个鹰架这么高的地方摔下来的时候，
a flock of sheep was passing by.
刚好有一群羊就经过。
Just right below the scaffolding that they were at.
这一群羊就刚好在这个鹰架的下面。
And when this worker fell, he fell onto one of the sheep.
那么这工人摔下来的时候就倒在一头羊上。
And he went down and he saw the man was alive, but that sheep was dead.
但是羊却死了，这人活着。
Could be a very heavy man.
他应该是一个相当重的人。
This is a good picture, right, of the Lamb of God dying for us that we might live.
这是一个很好的画面，描绘给我们看上帝的羔羊如何为我们死。
The poor little sheep was killed.
这小小一头羔羊就这样死了。
On the impact of the man.
因为这人的冲击力。
And the sheep died.
羊死了。
Instead of the man.
人没有死。
He was alive.
他活着。
Christ is the Lamb of God who died for you and me.
耶稣是上帝的羔羊，他为你和我的罪而死。
That we may be dead to our trespasses and sins.
这样我们才能够脱离我们的罪和过犯。
And then live unto eternity.
才能够拥有永远的生命。
Peter tells us in 1 Peter 2:22 that the Lord Jesus Christ, he did no sin, neither was gall found in his mouth, who when he was reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness.
在彼得前书第二章二十一到二十四节告诉我们，他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
So the purpose of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ is to produce new life in the believer.
主耶稣基督在十字架上死，是为了让信徒能够拥有新的生命。
By means of Christ's death on the cross, whoever comes to him ends his old life and begins a new life in righteousness.
因着耶稣在十字架上死，我们来信靠他的时候，我们旧的生命就已经过了，我们就拥有一颗新的生命，是在义上活的。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
主耶稣基督是上帝的羔羊。
He died in your place and my place.
他为了你和我而死。
Bore your sins and my sins on his own body and went to the cross to die for us.
他亲身担当了我们的罪，为我们被钉十字架。
And he was spotless, he was sinless victim who died for on the cross.
他是上帝无罪的羔羊，是为你和我死的。
He did not have to die, but he died because of your sins and my sins.
他不需要死，但是为了你和我的罪，他被钉了。
And he died as a surety for you and me.
他为了我们的罪而死，让我们好让他可以为我们赎罪。
He died as a sacrifice, giving himself to you and for me that we might live unto righteousness.
他为我们在十字架上死，是为我们做出牺牲，使我们能够在义上活。
Have you repented of your sins and believe that the Lord Jesus Christ's death is for you?
你认罪悔改了吗？你承认耶稣在十字架上的死是为你吗？
If you do so this morning, then you will receive everlasting life in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我今天早上你这么做，你能够在主耶稣基督里拥有永远的生命。
First John chapter 4:9-10.
约翰一书第四章第九到第十节。
First John chapter 4:9-10 says that in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him.Hearing his love, not that we loved him, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
约翰一书第四章第九到第十节，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这便是爱了。
So Christ died that we might live through him, because God the Father in his love toward us.Gave his only begotten Son for the propitiation for our sins.
父爱我们，所以差了他的独生儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
So that we might be justified unto righteousness.
这样我们通过相信耶稣能够称义。
Because by nature we are being dead in trespasses and sins.
因为人一出世，人的天性就是死在罪里的。
And we all deserve the wrath of God.
我们都应该配得上帝的愤怒。
But God in His rich mercy and grace.
但是上帝在他丰富的恩典里。
And He has greatly loved us.
他爱我们。
And that He should give of His only begotten Son to die on the cross for us.
他因爱我们，就差了他的儿子为我们受死在十字架上。
So that His death is a propitiation for our sins.
直到耶稣的死，为我们做了挽回祭。
That is God turning His wrath from us. Because when he looked upon his dear son dying on the cross, he turned his wrath away from us.
当父神看到他的独生子为我们在十字架上时，他的愤怒就转移了。
And in so doing, we are justified before God.
这样我们好让我们在上帝面前可以称义。
We can come before the presence of God, holy presence of God, and declared righteous by Him.
直到我们能够来到上帝的面前呢，让他来宣判我们是为称义的。
And also we are quickened.
那我们也能够拥有生命。
From being dead in sins to become dead to sins, that we might live unto righteousness.
我们以前是活在罪和过犯当中，现在通过相信耶稣，我们都脱离了这样的罪恶的生命，能够拥有永远的生命。
There is no more to live in sin anymore.
我们不需要受到罪的捆绑，活在罪里了。
And this is the wonderful plan of salvation of God provided for sinful creatures like you and me.
这是上帝对我们罪人所做的一个很美好的拯救的计划。
When Christ came into this earth, lived, and then he died on Calvary Cross.
当耶稣来到这世上，他活，然后最后为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And he did this all for you and me.
他做了这一切都是为你和为我。
Do you believe this?
你相信这一点吗？
If you do, then come to the Lord Jesus Christ.This Good Friday, come to the Lord Jesus Christ and acknowledge and repent of our sins in your life.
如果你相信的话，在这耶稣受难节，你就要来在耶稣面前来认罪悔改。
And ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins and to save you.
要求主耶稣基督原谅你一切的罪，并且来拯救你的灵魂。
His blood was shed on the cross to cleanse us from all our sins and unrighteousness.
他留在十字架上的宝血是为了要洁净我们一切的罪和过犯。
The Lord Jesus Christ died to turn away God's wrath from us.
主耶稣基督的死呢，使到上帝原本要倾于我们的愤怒呢，被转移了。
He died that we might live.
他死是要给予我们生命的。
Do you believe this?
你相信这一点吗？
If you do, then come to the Lord Jesus Christ today.
那么如果你相信，今天就要来到，来相信耶稣。
If you want to learn more, then speak to your friend who have brought you here today.
如果你要认识多一点关于耶稣，你可以带你来的朋友可以询问他们。
Ask how that you can have life through the death of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
问他们你如何通过耶稣的死亡能够得到生命。
Delay no longer.
不要再耽搁了。
Yes, each time whenever the gospel is shared, some people may mock.
的确，有时候当我们在这样分享这个福音、这个好消息的时候，有些人会嘲笑。
Some may hear one ear in and one ear out.
有些人就一个耳朵进，一个耳朵出。
And they refuse to receive the message.
他们不肯来接受这个信息。
And some may procrastinate.
有一些是想我以后才来做这个决定
waiting for some time later to believe
他们说稍后我才来决定我来信
and some may believe and are gloriously saved
有一些就信了然后就得救了
may we be of such a person to believe and be saved even for glory
原因我们就是这样的我们听了我们就来相信我们能够得救
may you not be like the first group that mockAt this wonderful God's truth.
希望你不是像第一群人这样来嘲笑上帝这美好的真理。
But rather obey the gospel.
但是你愿意来顺服这个福音，这个好消息。
And this is the gospel message again, that Christ died that you, for you and me, who are my natural dead in trespasses and sins.
这个福音的好消息就是耶稣为你死在十字架，是要拯救我们脱离这个罪和过犯的生命。
In order that we might die with him,
这样我们可以与他一同死亡
and be dead to sins and trespasses.
我们也不用再过着犯罪的生活了
so that we may live a righteous life in God.
直到我们可以在上帝里面过一个全新的称义的生命
So the death of the Lord and Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the cross gives us life.
所以主耶稣基督在十字架上的死就给予我们生命了
Eternal life, never to die again.
永远的生命，我们不需要再面临死亡了。
This is a great mystery.
这是一个很大的奥秘。
Of the Bible, there are many mysteries in the Bible, and this is truly a mystery. The mystery of the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ dying to save us from our sins.
圣经里许多奥秘，这是一个极大的奥秘。耶稣如何为罪人死在十字架上来拯救我们
？The Son of God dying to give us life.
上帝的独生子来死，为了要给我们生命。
It is like what the Lord said himself: the death of a seed gives new life.
就好像主耶稣自己本身形容，一粒麦子死了，可以结出许多的籽粒。
Perhaps you may be considering if you are a person full of sins.
也许你在考虑，你觉得这是一个是充满罪的人。
And that you may be thinking that I'm beyond redemption.
你可能想我不能够得救了，我是一个极大的罪人。
You know, my sins are so terrible. How can it be so that I just believe that Christ died for my sins and I'm saved?
你可能在想我的罪是何等大的，怎么可能我来相信我的罪就能够得赦呢？
You may be thinking that you may be worse than a devil, beyond redemption.
你可能想你比魔鬼还糟糕，你是不能够得到拯救的。
That you are heading to a point of no return.
你是朝向没有归回的路的。
Well, if you are thinking that you are doing, you are like this.
如果你是这样看待自己的话
，then turn around now.
嘛，你现在转身。
Because this is all what we were. All of us who are Christians here born again, we were like this.
因为在这里全部的基督徒都是跟你一样的。
Whatever sin, sins, whatever it may be, small or great, they are sin before God, and every sin deserves the sinner to go to hell.
不管是什么样的罪，大罪小罪，我们都是罪人。我们是罪人，所以我们其实是应该去到地狱的。
And all believers here were like this.
我们这些信主的人呢，也是这样的。
But we thank God for God's great mercy and grace.
但是我们要感谢上帝他的怜悯和他的恩典。
He wants us to be alive.
他要我们拥有生命。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ came, and we need to believe in Him. And when we believe in Him, we are changed.
所以主到来了，我们要来信靠他，我们相信他，我们就是新造的人了。
We are transformed. We are turned around.
我们就被改变了，成为一个新造的人。
We become a new creature in Christ.
我们在耶稣里就是一个新造的人了。
You know, if you're driving along a drive highway and then you know that you're in the wrong direction.
你知道你在高速公路行走，你发现自己朝错的方向而走的时候。
Will we not make a point to look for a U-turn and then to turn back?
你开车，你就会赶快找一个 U 转，然后要转回来。
Or will you just continue on and on?
那还是你会继续的这样开着你的车朝错误的方向走吗
？And even if you miss one, you may look for another one.
你可能没有看到一个 U 转，你会找下一个。
So let us take a U turn.
所以我们今天要做这样的一个 U 转。
Turn to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们要转向主耶稣基督。
This is one thing that we need to do.
这是我们今天要做的。
In life, this is the most important thing that we have to.Make a decision.
在生命里，这是我们一个最重要的一个抉择。
To consider to receive the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior.
我们要考虑，我们要仔细想清楚，我们要来接受耶稣做我们的救主。
He came to die for our sins.
他到来是为了我们的罪而死的。
That we may have eternal life.
以致我们能够得到永生。
If you do admit that you are sinner and dead in sins.
如果你承认你是一个罪人，是死在过犯和罪当中的。
The good news is that yes, the Lord Jesus Christ came to save you and me.
好消息就是耶稣到来要拯救你，也拯救我。
Believe on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that He died for our sins, and then you will have eternal life in God in heaven forever and ever.
你相信耶稣为你的罪而死，你就能够得到这永远的生命在天堂。
Would you not believe in Him today?
你今天还不快来信他吗
？That he died to give us life for eternity.
因为他来到死亡是要给予我们永远的生命的。
Call upon him.
我们要呼求他。
And he's just ready to deliver you.
那么耶稣是很愿意的来解救我们的。
He will save you.
他肯定会拯救我们。
And he will give you life.
他会给你生命。
Because he came.To do just that, to die that you and I might have everlasting life.
因为他到来就是为了要这样做，他来就是要使让你和我都能够拥有永远的生命。
May God help us.
愿上帝帮助我们。
Let us pray.
那我们一同来祷告。
Father in heaven, O Lord God Almighty, we thank thee for your great love for us sinners.
我们在天上的父，我们全能神，我们感谢你对我们的大爱。
Though we may be alive, but we are dead in trespasses and sins, being conceived in sin.
我们知道虽然我们是一个活的人，但是我们却是死在罪和过犯当中，因为在我们母亲怀我们的时候，我们已经是罪人了。
But you do want us to be alive even for eternity.
但是你却要我们拥有永远的生命。
And you have sent thy only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to come and to die for us.
你就赐下你唯一的独生子为我们受死在十字架上。
And it is only through his death that we may have life.
我们唯有通过他的死亡，我们才能够得到生命。
So we thank thee, O Father, those of us here who have life in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
父，我们感谢你，我们这一些在主耶稣里有生命的人。
For some who may be still dead in their trespasses and sins.
为了那些还没有信你，还活在罪的人祷告。
We pray the Lord that you will give them the grace to obey the gospel.
我们祷告你会给他们恩典来顺服这个福音。
To confess and to repent of the sins and to invite the Lord Jesus Christ into their life.
来认罪悔改，来邀请主耶稣进入他们的生命里。
To believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died for the sins and that they might live.
要相信耶稣为他们的罪而死，以致他们能够得到永生。
And to live for eternity.
他们的这个生命是永远的。
So Lord help us.
求主你帮助我们。
Prepare our hearts even as we come to the table to remember our dear Savior.
求主你也准备我们的心，当我们要来纪念我们的救主。
Cleanse us from all sins and unrighteousness.
求你洁净我们一切的罪和不义。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.